Blog Talk Radio.
Thinking, Coach Adams, you know what? You might be right. I may be stuck on the island of I wish. And wow, if you are, I want you to know that right where you are, this is a great opportunity for us to grow together and get off of the island of I wish and move to the other side. We're going to go on a journey of discovery and explore this very question. And I am too thrilled and happy, so happy that you have opted to tune in to Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I love Mondays. I thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, we are in our Shape Up series, and it is time to shape up and win. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. Our on-demand library, oh my gosh, it has so much richness to offer you. So, if you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com. / Inspired Media for you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/ Inspired Media, the number 4 and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. Well, allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our subject. And then we're going to open the lines up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments. I actually love it when you interact, so I want to put that little seed out there now that we truly do appreciate the interaction, and it oftentimes lends to a more vibrant and rich environment when you bring your questions and comments. So we want to encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. But before we jump into today's topic, if you don't already have your notepads, your pens, your paper, your laptops, your desktops, your smartphones with your notes, your iPads, your tablets, whatever you need to grab the richness, you need to grab it right now so that when we open the lines up, you have some questions and comments around the nuggets and jewels that will be shared with you on today. And before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow your social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school, send a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's program. We extend our gracious heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach, because we couldn't do it without each and every one of you, our regular listeners. So we thank you for sharing with others, and we really appreciate you. So on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator Coach Adam. As I stated earlier, it's time to shape up and win. And today our focus is, I will win. That's our focus. I will win. I will it. And, you know, I asked the question at the top of our time in our opening, are you stuck on the island of I wish? Are you stuck on the island of I wish? I wish I could, Coach Adams, write the book. I wish I could start the business. I wish I could create the invention. I wish I had more money. Oh, how I wish I had more money. I wish I could live my dreams. I really do. I wish I could. I wish I was achieving my goals. I really wish that I was achieving my goals. I wish my vision was a reality. I wish it was. I wish it was. I wish I had the relationship I truly desired. I wish I wasn't in the position that I'm currently in. I wish, I wish, I wish, I wish. Well, my question to you today, with all of the I wish, my question is, are you going to make a shift from I wish to I will? Are you going to will it? Are you going to move to the next level? Today is your day. I really sense that there are those of you that are listening in, and you have been stuck on this island of I wish. And you've kind of gotten stuck there, and you keep saying, I wish, I wish, I wish, I wish, I wish this, I wish that. And yet, nothing is happening. And so I want to give you some jewels today, some nuggets today that will support you in getting off of the island of I wish and walking in the boldness of I will. You know, an interesting thing, and I'm growing in this very principle on a regular basis as I share it with you, because I understand that I wish is simply a hope. When we wish for something, it is a hope. It's simply a hope. But this is the thing about a hope. No one can see the evidence of your hope. So you can wish all day. And it's nothing wrong with wishing and hoping. But there comes a time when you have to get off of the island of I wish, and you have to do something that moves that wish to the next level. And that is really what we're talking about today. We're talking about how do you get off of this island of I wish and move into this realm of I will. Subtle difference, but yet there is a very distinct difference, because I wish is simply a hope that others can't see. They don't see the evidence of what you're wishing for. But when you will it, you now move to another level. When I say I will, there's a firmer stance that comes with I will. And that willing it, that I will, is not an easy declaration. It really isn't. Because when you say I will, something different stirs up on the inside. And you have to make a decision. Am I willing to pay the price? Am I willing to pay the cost of what it means to walk in this state of a desire that's so strong that I'm longing after, that I am declaring I will achieve it? You know, I often like to share with you experiences that I have or have gleaned or conversations from my coaching practice, whatever it is that would lend to bringing the principles that I'm sharing with you to a different level for you to really understand that it's not just what sounds good in theory, but that I have at some level walked it through, or I'm walking through it with my clients or whatever the case may be. I know it to be experiential. I know it beyond what sounds good. And I want to use myself as an example just to start the thoughts and the wheels going. You know, I had an opportunity to get a new certification that would open additional doors for me. And so I said, I will complete this certification. And in making that decision, obviously it required that I did something. And so I got into the motion of studying, preparing, doing what I needed to do. I scheduled the time for my first exam around the certification, and I have to be honest with you, I didn't pass it. And I was so disappointed and so frustrated. Oh my gosh, I was so disappointed and frustrated, because I felt like I studied, I was prepared, I did what I needed to do, and what a letdown that I didn't achieve the results that I desired the first time. But I had already put it out there that I will complete this. And I knew that the wish versus the will, that the will must yield the result. It's a different level of conversion. It's a greater intensity. It's a declaration based on what you desire. But this is the thing that we must realize. And this very week, I've been processing already in my coaching practice with clients around this process of wishing for something and willing for something. And so the first time I took the exam, I wasn't successful in that moment. Oftentimes what happens, we desire something, and the first time that we make an attempt, we don't get it. And many of us, this is the sad thing, we throw in the towel. We think, oh, okay, it must not have been for me. We don't have any fight. So we try it one time, we are not successful, and then we throw in the towel and leave it right there. I remember when I took the real estate exam for the first time many years ago. For those of you that are regular listeners, you know that Coach Adams is a former licensed realtor for the state of California. But the first time I didn't pass it, but I really wanted it. And so I had to fight for it. And that's where I want to really get your mind to begin to process that when we say I wish for something, the wishing, it's like I said, it's a hope. And if it happens, okay. If it doesn't, oh well. It's not a big thing because we do not have that deep-rooted desire for it. Because when you will a thing, you have a deep-rooted desire for it. And you're compelled to follow after it. There is this strong, it's almost like a magnet when you say, I will, that's drawing you towards the desire. And you're compelled to do what you need to do to fulfill that desire versus I wish. There's nothing wrong with having a hope. I am one that is all about hope building, being hopeful. I understand the importance of that. But I know that in order for our hope to progress to an actual thing, it requires something greater from us. So let me go back to my transparency and vulnerability around this subject. And so I had this desire for a certification at another level. I took the test the first time. I didn't pass it. Very frustrated, very disappointed. In that moment, I was faced with a fork in the road. As many of you, right where you are, life is beating you down, throwing you this and that, and you're trying to figure out where do I go from here. You're at a fork in the road, but you must first evaluate. Are you on the island of I wish? And you're just wishing for it. Oh, I just wish for it. Oh, I wish it would come true. I wish, 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 and nothing's happening. Or are you moving to that next level of I will, and now you're declaring it? There's a deeper desire and energy associated with it. I want you to just say it to yourself, I wish, and then say, I will. Do you feel the difference in the energy? I know I sure do, as I continue to grow in the understanding of this. And so I said, I will complete this certification. And for me, I meant that. I may have been disappointed the first time. I may have been faced with being at a fork in the road, which I was, because I then had to evaluate, Do you really want it, Coach Adams? Are you now willing to pay the price? Are you now willing to fight for it? And many of you are right there, right now. You're struggling with where you are. And you have to ask yourself the defining question, are you willing to fight for it? Because it is that strong desire that has that fight in it that will achieve what you desire. But if you don't have a strong enough desire, you'll just wish for it. And it's almost like wishing, you know, a little genie in a bottle, and you're rubbing the bottle, and I wish something would happen, but if it doesn't, okay, whatever, it's okay. But the willing is a declaration, is a deep-seated desire that's compelling, that's like a magnet drawing you to it. And until you achieve it, you fight for it. And so I said I will complete this certification. Didn't pass it the first time. I recovered from my disappointment and my letdown, but I said, I will. See, I put it out there strong. I said, oh, no, I will get this certification. I will. And I kept telling the individual of the organization, no, I will. I will be certified. Second time around came. I felt like, okay, I'm more prepared, but now I'm feeling the angst of, you didn't pass it the first time. You do know that, don't you? You know, those words will begin to get and mess up our minds. The negative self-talk will start to rise up, and you'll start to doubt and question and, you know, all of that. Nyah, 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 nyah. And so the second time around, I then determined, okay, I had already said, I will achieve this. I'm speaking it. I'm putting it out there. I'm declaring it. It's very compelling. Second time, just shy of passing, literally points away. It hurt. Points away. Again, another fork in the road. Okay. What will you do this time? And many of you can really relate, if you're tracking with me, to what I'm sharing with you today. Because our vision, when we're talking about work it now, what am I working, Coach Adams? Working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams. It's not easy. That's why only a small percentage of individuals live out their dreams. Because it's not an easy task. It's going to cost you something. And oftentimes, we have to be transparent with ourselves and honest with ourselves, as Shakespeare would say, to thine own self be true. You have to be true with you and really evaluate the question, am I willing to pay the price, to pay the cost for my dream to become a reality, for my vision to become manifested, to become real? For my goals to be achieved, am I truly willing to pay the price, to pay the cost? And so often, many of you listening in, you would have been like, oh, Coach Adams, I didn't pass it the first time. Oh, that would have been a wrap for me. I would have been like, oh, it wasn't for me. But I had willed it. I said, I will. And I knew the coach, she had to do it. Not doing it wasn't an option. But let me tell you what I did. I had to make it up in my mind, and this was freedom for me. And I remember hearing a number of different stories like Colonel Sanders of KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Thomas Edison, the Wright brothers. I can go on and on. Stephen Jobs, so on and so forth. I can go on and on. The different individuals that it took time for them to achieve. They had to fight for it. They had to go attempt after attempt after attempt before they got the win, before they achieved what they desired. And you see, many of you, you don't want to fight for it. And that's why you're not achieving your goal. That's why your vision is not becoming a reality. You're not living out your dreams because you don't want to fight for it. You want it to be given to you on a silver platter, and it's not going to happen. I've been waiting for my silver spoon all of my life. It's not happening. If I want my dreams to become a reality, I have to fight for them. And this fighting for it is representative of our passion. Do you have the passion for your desires, for your dreams? Do you really? For your vision? Oftentimes I challenge my clients in my coaching practice on this very thing of their passion. You know, not, oh, I woulda, coulda, shoulda. No, do you really desire it? Because that is the difference between I wish and I will. I will is a deeper, more intense desire that you declare. I'm going to. I will. You're willing it. You're compelling it to happen. But it requires something of you. So the first time I took the certification test, I didn't pass it. Very disappointed, frustrated. Second time, I kind of got really messed up in my own head. If I was honest, I really did. And then I got close right there. A matter of points. Literally a few points. But I said, you know what? I said I will and I will. Not I will. If I get it on the first time, cool. But if not, I'm not going to persist for it. And that is an area that many of you are falling short. You're not willing to persist until you succeed. You're knocking on the door once and nothing's happening, and then you leave the door. And somebody else comes and they knock with persistence and they get in the door. And you think, what happened? And you get upset and you're jealous and you're, you know, hating on them. Well, they willed it. And that will of that strong desire caused them to persist in it where you didn't. So don't hate. If somebody else is moving forward, achieving their goals and working their vision and living out their dreams, don't hate. You have to take ownership and responsibility for where you are on your journey. It's nobody else's fault. If you're not accomplishing what you desire, that's on you. You are the converter of your vision becoming a reality. You are the converter. Why am I the converter, Coach Adams? I don't understand. You're the converter because you must implement and execute and grind on. You have to put forth the effort, the energy, the work. And that's why I said, are you willing to pay the price? I do a private mastermind on put your dreams to the test. Many of you know I am a John Maxwell certified speaker, teacher, trainer, and coach, part of the John Maxwell team. And that gives me the license to teach on a number of John Maxwell's curriculums. And John Maxwell is my leadership partner. And one that I love is put your dream to the test, where there is this evaluation of 10 questions. And these 10 questions will help you to see it and seize it, because it provokes you to thought around your vision, your dreams, your goals. And one of the questions that I love so much, I'm constantly evaluating myself on my journey. Are you willing to pay the cost, the price? The cost question is one that so often we really don't want to pay the price. If it happens with that one knock, oh, okay, yeah, good. But if I have to persist for it, if I have to fight for it, if I have to, you know, give up some other things to keep going to try to get to it and get through all of these no's for it, many of us, we're at the fork in the road of decision. We throw in the towel. And so back to my certification journey. First time, did not pass it. Didn't pass it. Second time, did not pass. And I said, "Ooh, I hope the third time is a charm. I hope it is." I recentered, refocused, but I made it up in my mind. I said, I will be certified. And whatever it takes, if I have to be like Colonel Sanders and do it and get a bunch of fails before I get to the one pass, I'm going to do it. How many times are you willing to fall down and get back up in the pursuit of your dreams, in the pursuit of your vision? I took the certification test again, zoned in, focused, but I was determined. I'm not quitting. Many of you need to just simply make it up in your mind that you will not quit. That regardless of how difficult it may be, that you're going to fight for it, because your dreams are worth it. Your vision is worth it. Your goals are worth it. So don't be discouraged if the first time you were not successful in the way that you thought. And what I realized as a coach, and I've had many situations as I was sharing with you, when I took my real estate exam, I didn't pass it the first time. I actually had to take it 3 times. But what I realized is that, just like what I'm sharing with you now and revisiting this, that if you want something, you have to fight for it. You have to persist until. You have to make it up in your mind that quitting is not an option. It's not an option. And so I'm happy to say that I took it again. And I passed it. I aced it. But I had to be okay with, even if I have to take it again, I'm persisting until. I was at that place of declaration and commitment. And right where you are, you have to evaluate, how strong is your commitment? You see, many of us, we don't have a strong enough commitment for what we desire. And that's why you try once, it doesn't happen, you throw in the towel, you go to the next thing, you try the next thing, and it doesn't work, and you go to the next thing, and you throw in the towel, and you go, and you're in this vicious cycle. You lack consistency. You don't even give anything an opportunity to work, because you're not willing to work it. You're wishing after the first time because you're looking for the quick, fast, in a hurry, overnight success and sensation, and that's a rarity. It really is. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. It does. But it is the exception. It's not the norm. If you were to sit down with anyone that has achieved great success, they would tell you that behind the scenes, they had many, quote-unquote, failures. many times that they fell short before they got to that place of success. You see, when you have a strong desire for something and you make it up in your mind that you will, you declare it based on that strong desire. There's something greater that compels you, as I stated earlier. It's like a magnet pulling you in the direction of it. And so if your desire for your vision is not strong, if your desire for your goals are not strong, if your desire for living out your dreams is not strong, guess what? Then you won't achieve it. And so you need that strong desire. That strong desire. It's not a surface level. It really isn't. It's not a surface level. And many of you, you're on the surface. You're on the surface, and you have to get away from the surface. You have to go into the deep. You know, I think about one of my favorite quotes, actually, by Thomas Edison. Thomas Edison says or stated, "I have not failed. I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." What I love about this quote is Thomas Edison, he gives a paradigm shift to how we view failure. He says, "I haven't failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." 10,000 times that something did not go according to plan. He didn't quit after the first time, after the second time, third time, fourth time. We could go on and on. He figured out in all of those attempts of what didn't work, finally got to what would work. And that's what I want to challenge you on today. Don't quit on your dreams. Will it. Don't just wish for it. Get off of the island of I wish, I wish, I wish, I wish, I wish, I wish, I wish. And you're on that island and nothing is happening. You have to get off of that island of I wish. And you have to step into the deep of I will. Because there's a greater intensity of desire. And so I want to give you some thoughts in an acronym form on I will. Because I must tell you that accomplishing my certification, completing it, and this is the one thing that the president of the organization and I spoke about. I said, "You know what? This victory is sweeter because I had to really fight for it." And they said, "Yeah, you fought for it." And I did. And I'm not ashamed to say that the first time, the second time, I wasn't successful. But I had to make the decision to say, "I will persist until," and I shared that with them. And they understood what I meant by that. That I will persist until, yes. Believe me, I want things to work out the first time and one time only. Trust me. It makes life so much easier. It would make life so much easier. But the reality is I know that life is not that simple, generally speaking. Are there times when something may work out the first time? Absolutely. I've had situations such as that. I really have. But all situations are not going to unfold in that way. They're not. We have to fight for it. We have to persist for it. We have to do what we need to do to stay consistent, around it. And so I want to give you some thoughts in an acronym, I Will. We're transitioning off of the island of I Wish, and we're moving into the realm of the deep water of I Will. Well, when you say I will, I is intention. You know, so often you will hear me state the importance of the law of attention, intentions, intentionality. You must be intentional about what you desire. You must be intentional about what you desire. If it is, in fact, that book, the film, the business, the dream, the goal, relationship, more money, whatever it is, the invention, whatever you desire, you have to be intentional. There's no getting away from this intentionality, and that's why this is a part of the I Will acronym, intention. Today, you may need to recalibrate and reevaluate your intentions. Are you being intentional on your journey? Or are you haphazardly, like a flower child, just floating around? You don't have any focus, any direction. You're like, wee! Wherever the wind blows, I'm going to go. No. Intention. You must be intentional. One of the 15 invaluable laws of growth is the law of intention. We must be intentional on our journey. And this is an area where I'm constantly growing and refining and developing in, being more intentional, more intentional, more intentional about my whatever it may be. So I will be more intentional. The W, work it. What am I working, Coach Adams? Well, as we say from week to week, you are working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. When we're talking about work it, work it, we're talking about that it's so important for you to put forth the energy, the effort. You have to put forth the energy and the effort. You cannot expect a harvest if you have not planted a seed. But if you've put forth the work and you worked it and you planted the seed, you did what was required to prepare the ground for the seed and you're nurturing the seed, your work now, guess what? You can anticipate a harvest. So there's no getting away from, you must work it. You must move. You must execute. You must do. As some would say, you gotta grind. Are you willing to grind for your vision? Are you willing to grind for your goals to become a reality? Are you willing to grind for your dreams? You have to be honest with yourself and ask yourself the question, because if you will it, you will win. It may not happen when you want it to. It may appear that the vision has been delayed, that it's carrying, but if you wait for it, it will happen. But you have to stay focused, intentional. You must work it. I will it. I will to win. I will win.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's going to require something greater from you, greater focus, greater sacrifice. It's going to cost you something. And the question that is often raised is, are you willing to sacrifice and pay the price? You may have to make difficult decisions that are uncomfortable. But when you look at the big picture, you recognize that the decision you make today is going to serve you tomorrow. The sacrifice you make today is going to serve you tomorrow. I suddenly hear the song, Annie, tomorrow, tomorrow, I love you, tomorrow. But this tomorrow doesn't mean that you put things off until tomorrow. Because we oftentimes will overestimate tomorrow and underestimate the power of today, as my leadership partner would say, John C. Maxwell. And so this intention is working, it is key. I will, our acronym, intention, work it. The I, the next I, is that we must initiate daily. This speaks to being consistent. Every day, taking a step in the direction of your desires. Every day, whatever that looks like. Because the reality is, and I'm often sharing this with my clients in my coaching practice, and by the way, speaking of coaching, it is my birthday month. And so I am celebrating you by giving the gift of coaching, the powerful gift of empowerment through coaching. And so if you're interested in joining in partnership in a one-on-one coaching partnership, I am giving one complimentary month to new and returning clients for the month of March. You have to join in a coaching partnership by the close of this month. March the 31st is the deadline of expiration. You can text this number, 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Simply text your name and coaching, and I will know that you want to take advantage of this great opportunity to join the I Will Club. I invite you to join the I Will Club, and I want to support you with giving you the support that you need on your journey to be in a better position to convert, to get greater results. That is the power of a one-on-one coaching partnership. Because in the one-on-one coaching partnership, you move from I wish to I will. And you have the accountability and support and the tools and resources that will empower you to get where you desire to go and closing that gap from where you are to where you want to be. And it would be an honor to support you, and I am committed through my campaign 100 to support 100 people and to impact 100 people and give them what they need to achieve their dreams. Getting back to our acronym, as we move off of the island of I wish and into the realm of I will. I will be intentional. I will work it now. Work my vision so I can achieve my goals and live my dreams. I will initiate daily This initiating daily speaks to being consistent. If it's one step daily, as I was beginning to say, one step daily, if you look up at the end of a single year, you just took one step in the direction of your dream, you would have taken 365 steps. Talking about closing the gap. Now, you may still have a gap, but you definitely don't have the gap that you had before you started stepping in the direction of that. Now you're that much closer to closing the gap by just taking one step, one daily action, one daily step consistently, initiating something each day. That is not that difficult. You know, it's been stated, if you want to chop down a tree, hit it five times each day and eventually it'll fall over. I'm simply saying, at the minimum, take one step each day. Now, hey, if you're able to take more, please, by all means, dive in. But I'm saying, at the very least, if you take one step, you're going to look up in a year's time and see that you have taken 365 daily steps, that you've initiated daily steps of action that have drawn you closer to what you desire, closer to working your vision, closer to achieving your goals if you haven't already. After that 365, those steps, closer to living out your dreams. Our next L in our acronym of I Will, we said our first I is intentional. Our W is work it. Our second I is initiate daily, take steps, do something daily, and stay consistent with it. Be consistent. Our L, our first of our two L's as we prepare to close it out, you must leave the zone of comfort. You must leave your comfort zone. Take risks, stretch, allow yourself to be challenged. And this, unfortunately, is where many of us fall short. We're not willing to leave what's comfortable. So we stay there. We're miserable, but we stay there. We feel like, well, at least I know this. And we stay there instead of embracing the change. And for those of you that are regular listeners, you know I often, when I talk about change, I will share, who moved my cheese, snip and scurry. But you must leave your comfort zone. Every time I've left my comfort zone, I moved to another level. You see, what I've grown to realize from my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of Boss the Movement and Vertical Leap Master's Class, Hollingsworth's Boss Master's Class. What I've grown to realize through their wisdom and insight is that faith requires that we grow comfortable in being uncomfortable. Faith requires. So if you're on a faith journey, and any time you're pursuing your vision, your dreams, it's a faith journey. You don't know how it's going to turn out. But when I come to realize that faith requires that I must grow comfortable in being uncomfortable, this speaks to exactly what we're talking about, that you have to take risks, that you have to leave your zone of comfort. You have to leave your comfort zone. You have to leave what's familiar in order for you to live out your dreams, to accomplish your desires, your goals, to win. You have to leave your comfort zone. You have to do things that maybe you wouldn't necessarily do. It's uncomfortable for you. Approach things from a different point of view. Leave your zone of comfort. And the last L is that you have to learn and grow. You know, I was sharing with one of my coaching clients, I said, you know, you have to pause and reflect in each day. What are your lessons learned? And one of the things that I'm often challenging people with is that you have to evaluate what's working. Okay, let's look at what's working. Let's build on that. But what are those blind spots? What are those areas of weakness that if you give some energy in those areas, you will now be stronger? But learn forward. You don't want to continue to, as stated by Thomas Edison, I didn't fail. I learned 10,000 ways that didn't work. And so when you can learn through circumstances, now you know what not to do. Lessons learned are so important on our journey. They really are. Because lessons learned can give us insight so that now we know how to pivot, how to shift, how to adjust to get different results the next time. You see, when I take the time to reflect and pause and learn from any given situation, I'm now in a better position for the next time. And so again, I want to share with you that I invite you to the I Will Club. And when you're in the I Will Club, you will win because you've moved away from I wish to I will. And I want to support you through one-on-one coaching and my gift of empowerment for you this month, March, my birthday month, as I celebrate, I'm celebrating you. And I want to give you the gift of empowerment. If you're interested in taking advantage of it, again, I give you the number to text, 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Text your name and coaching, and that'll let me know that you're interested in taking advantage of this amazing offer for complimentary coaching. If you join in a one-on-one coaching partnership throughout the month of March, the expiration is March the 31st, and this is valued at starting at $450 because that's where my coaching starts at, but I have a number of different programs available. And so I invite you to the I Will Club. It's amazing how quickly time flies, and I will be here next week for you on Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspire Media for you. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I thank you so much for tuning in. I coach and you win.